理课堂听 class.com。
A shepherd among men. Jesus knew that the really good people who knew and loved him would eagerly follow him. If a man goes into the sheep's stall at night, but doesn't use the door, you know he must be a thief, Jesus told the people. But if a man comes through the door, then you know that man is the shepherd. The sheep hear and recognize his voice. He can call all his sheep by name, and they follow him. They will not follow a stranger because they don't know his voice. They will become scared and run away. Jesus told the people that he was their shepherd. He would stand by the door and keep out all the robbers and thieves. I am like a good shepherd who would lay down his life for his flock, Jesus said. I will call out to my sheep, and if another lamb hears and recognizes my voice, even though he is not part of my flock, I will welcome and care for him too. One day Jesus spoke to a crowd of people who had done many bad things. Other religious people in towns became angry at Jesus. They said, "Look, he welcomes those bad people and even sits down to eat with them." Jesus said to the townspeople, "What do you do if you are tending 100 sheep and you see that one of them is missing? You leave the herd of 99 and go looking for the lost sheep. When you find it, you are very happy. You carry it back home with you and say, 'Look, I have found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate.' That is how God feels when a sinner comes to ask him for forgiveness. He is happy to have 99 good people who follow him, but he is more happy to find the one person he lost." Two sons. The parable of the runaway son is a story of regret and forgiveness. Jesus told this story to the Pharisees so they would understand that even people who have done bad things are worthy of God's love. A man had two sons. One day, the youngest son decided he wanted to go out on his own, Jesus told them. He asked the father to give him his share of the family inheritance. So the father divided his wealth between the two boys, and the younger one left home for the city. Soon, the young boy spent everything he had because there were many wrong ways to spend money in the city. So he had to take a job tending pigs. He hated the job, and he barely made enough money to buy food with. He was hungry every day. He began to think about the servants back on his father's farm. "At least they get 3 square meals a day," he said to himself. So he decided to swallow his pride and go back home to his father. The father missed his son very much, Jesus continued. When he looked down the road one day and saw his son coming toward him, he ran and kissed him. "I have committed many sins, father," said the boy. "I am no longer worthy of your love." But the father would not listen to the boy. He ordered the servants to bring out a fine robe for him and plan a big feast. They would cook up the meat from the fattest calf in the field. The older son heard all the commotion and asked what was going on. When he heard that the feast was to honor his brother, he got very angry. "I have stayed with you and served you all this time," he said to his father. "But you have never rewarded me with such a great feast." The father told him he should be rejoicing at his brother's return. Your brother was dead, but now he is alive again, he said. We should be glad that he has found his way back to us. A sick friend. Jesus had some good friends living in the town of Bethany. They were named Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He had met Mary when she came to the Pharisees' dinner party uninvited and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. Jesus had forgiven Mary of her sins, and he often visited with her and her sister Martha and their brother Lazarus. Mary and Martha sent for Jesus to come quickly one day because Lazarus had become very sick. When Jesus got the message, he said to his disciples, "Lazarus will not die. He is sick for a purpose sent from God." So, Jesus did not go to Bethany for 2 more days. He told the disciples that Lazarus had fallen asleep, and they must go wake him now. "If he's sleeping, that must mean he will soon be well," the disciples answered. "I mean, Lazarus is dead," Jesus said. "I'm glad we weren't there when it happened, so you will believe in me when you see what I do. Now, let us go to him." The disciples didn't understand what Jesus meant when he talked about Lazarus, but still they followed Jesus to Bethany. When they got there, they found out Lazarus was already buried.
"Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would still be alive,"
Martha said to Jesus.
"But I know that even now, if you ask God for anything, he will give it to you."
Then Jesus said to her, "Your brother will live again."
"Yes, I know he will live again on the resurrection day,"
she said. "I am the resurrection," Jesus said to her. "Anyone who believes in me, even though he might die, will live again. Do you believe in me, Martha?"
"I believe you are Christ, the Son of God,"
Martha said. Martha left quickly to tell Mary that Jesus had come and wanted to see her. Mary tried to be quiet so the other Jews who had come to mourn Lazarus would not know what was going on. They heard Mary get up and leave in the night, and thinking she was going to Lazarus's grave, they followed her. By the time Mary and the others reached Lazarus's grave, they were crying because they were so sad. Jesus saw how much pain they felt, and he began crying too. The Jews who were with Mary knew of all the miracles Jesus had done. They wondered whether he could have saved Lazarus if he had gotten there before Lazarus died. While they stood around, Jesus told some of them to move the stone lying in front of Lazarus's grave. When they did, Jesus looked up to the sky and said a prayer. "Thank you for hearing me, Father," he said. "Now, may the people hear me and know you have sent me." Then Jesus surprised everyone by calling out to Lazarus. "Come out, Lazarus!" he yelled. And Lazarus came out, still wrapped in the clothing they had buried him in. The people were amazed by such a great miracle. Many began to believe Jesus really was the Son of God. Others were frightened by what they saw. They ran to the Pharisees to tell them that they had seen Jesus bring a dead man back to life. Messages. Every day a huge crowd gathered at the temple to hear Jesus tell stories and talk about God's kingdom. Jesus knew the Jewish leaders listened to him, so he decided to tell a parable. It told what was going to happen to the leaders who wanted to destroy him. A farmer grew grapes on a big piece of land called a vineyard, Jesus said. He rented the vineyard to some men to take care of because he had to leave the country for many days. At harvest time, the farmers sent a servant to the vineyard. He ordered the servants to collect fruit the men were paying him in rent. But the men were very greedy. They didn't want to pay the farmer, so they killed the servant. Then, the farmer decided to send his son. Surely, the men would not harm him. But when the son arrived at the vineyard, they killed him too. What will the farmer do to these evil men? Jesus asked. He will have them killed and give the land to another group of farmers who are not so greedy and evil. Lighting the lamps. Jesus wanted the people to be ready to enter his kingdom when they died. He told the crowds many stories of how important it was to follow him when he called them. 10 young women took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom at a wedding. 5 of them acted foolishly. They didn't take extra oil for the lamps in case they had to wait a long time. The other 5 were wise. They brought plenty of extra oil. They all fell asleep as they waited, and suddenly someone yelled at them to come meet the bridegroom. It was the middle of the night. The 5 young women who did not bring extra oil found that their lamps went out. They could not see in the dark room. The 5 wise ones told the foolish ones to buy more oil because they didn't have enough to share. When the foolish ones returned, the door was locked. The doorman turned them away from the feast. Jesus said that people must always be prepared to meet him because they could not know when he might come for them.